Good afternoon. Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Lakin. How can I be of assistance of you today?
Yes, this is Margaret Oren, and I ordered advanced skincare and then this automatic order for Evo Trainer came
yes,
on the
ma'am.
Account and I canceled it. And I just want to be sure that it's canceled.
All right. I'll be happy to assist you with that. Can you verify your address for security purposes?
Yeah, it's 5660 on Eagle Drive. And that's in West Bloomfield, 48323.
Thank you. All right. So it looks like here I do see here, yeah, well, it actually hasn't created it. But, yeah, I do see here, yeah, it has enrolled you into the Evo Trainer initially. You have not been billed, but you said you want to make sure it's not billed. Is that correct?
I didn't understand the last thing you said. I wanted it canceled.
Yeah, that's what I said. You want to make sure that you're not billed initially?
Yes. Yes, I'm not billed. Correct. Thank you.
All right. And what did you say you signed it for? Some moisturizer?
That's a different company. That was Advanced Skincare and the Ava Eye Serum.
Okay.
And then this Aveeno came on and it was like, no, I don't want all this stuff, you know. So I canceled it and I just wanted to make sure that the Aveeno was canceled and not billed.
Yes, ma'am. One second. One second.
Sure.
One moment, almost done.
That's okay.
All right, so what I did is, being that you were initially never billed, so this is how it works. You actually have not been billed because, like you said, you just signed up for the moisturizer. So it's just letting you know that you were opted into the Evo Trainer. So I blacklisted you. Now, what I would do, just to be on the safe side, because it's not actually letting me cancel you as far as, you know, the Evo Trainer, because being that you just signed up, you haven't been billed. So it's not actually letting me cancel you, but I can blacklist you. So what I would do is just keep a check on it, you know, just to make sure that you're not billed. But if you happen to get billed, make sure you call in to cancel it. Does
okay.
That make sense? Yeah.
So I just hope I'm not billed.
Yeah, but you see, the thing is, see, if you're not billed, that's just how it's set up. It doesn't, it's just showing like complete. It doesn't give us a cancel option because you haven't been billed. But now it will give me the option to blacklist you. But like you said, I'm not sure, you know, because like I said, you haven't been billed. If it's still going to try to potentially bill you. So just keep a check on it. If you do see a charge for $24.99, call back and we'll take care of it for you.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. But I'm hoping you'll be fine since I blacklisted you.
Okay, great. Because there's not going to be like a reoccurrence.
Yeah, it is. That's why I told you to keep a check on it. So if you see it, as soon as you see it, call us. So that's why I'm telling you to keep a check. Because yeah, it is reoccurring like every 30 days.
Well, how much then how am I going to cancel this ever?
With this item number that you call, that's why I said keep a check on it. As soon as you see the charge, if they happen to bill you, call in, and then it'll give us the option to cancel you out. That way they don't keep charging you monthly.
All right.
But I'm, like I said, but I'm hoping that since I blacklisted you, you know, it won't bill you.
Hope not. Okay, thank you.
You're so welcome. Well, thank you for calling customer support. I hope you have a great day. Sorry for the inconvenience.
Bye-bye.
All right, thank you. Goodbye.